This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM.
Freedom!
855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
And Captain, you've got a story to start us out here tonight about...
Do I?
A young person in a government school. Now, of course, they're not actually physically in government schools at this point.
Virtually.
But yeah, virtually in government schools, although I would think most of them are in summer sessions by now, if they're even having such a thing. But this person is in a little bit of, well, legal trouble, apparently, over not doing an assignment.
This from ProPublica.org. A teenager didn't do her online schoolwork, so a judge sent her to juvenile detention.
Wow. That's what it's come to.
Somebody,
huh?
Okay, so the COVID thing happens. They start doing online school.
Yep.
The online homework was not done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a judge decided the best thing to do was to send her to juvenile detention center, where presumably she'll catch COVID.
She'll have plenty of time to do the homework, though.
Yes, plenty of time while she's, you know, coughing and wheezing and, you know, all sorts of other things.
I suspect that the education in the juvenile detention center is substandard.
I suspect so as well.
I suspect that they don't have one.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and call all the government education substandard.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty safe to say it's not really even education.
It is definitely day
prison. I think
prison.
They're getting educated, I'm sure.
It's to some
kids
level.
Kids will educate themselves. It doesn't matter what you do with them. They will get some level
True.
Of education.
Yeah.
They're going to you know, make that happen.
But government schools make it less fun and less interesting.
Government schools, you know, by and large, this is me saying, you know, 90-plus percent of the time, the worst school for a given grade in a given geographic area is going to be a government school.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we know that the United States government based their education system on the Prussian system, which was designed to churn out obedient workers as fast as possible.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And not really much of anything has changed within that system. There's been some advances in technology and,
well,
you know, some teachers who may
have
more responsibility.
This is a change. I mean, we haven't even gotten into the details yet, but to send somebody to juvenile detention because they didn't finish an assignment is definitely a change.
Stunning.
I mean, when I went to school, if you didn't finish an assignment, you just got an F on it.
Right.
And that was
now,
the punishment.
Having read the article, there are some circumstances surrounding this individual.
Let's get into it.
She tried to knife the judge. I just don't understand.
No, that didn't happen.
Course, what cascade of bad decisions would have a judge send a high schooler
right. How
to
do you even get in front of a judge for this?
Juvenile
right.
detention center for not doing their homework.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really bad... As I understand it, my son is in school.
Mm,
and
not a government school, though.
Not a government school, but his
so
friends are
happen.
In government schools. And his friends in government schools, what their parents said to my wife and me was, yeah, the teachers are, you know, they're just there for the kids during this time. They're not enforcing homework or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't New Hampshire.
That's
well,
true.
This wasn't in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Where
this was
this? Florida.
This is Michigan.
Michigan,
though,
okay.
Yeah.
Do we know when?
This article is dated...
well, just because the article
July 14th.
Okay, so the article's recent.
Yeah.
I'm imagining this happened a couple months ago or something.
I think the article reveals it, but
yeah, let's find
we'll
out.
Find out as we go. A 15-year-old in Michigan was incarcerated during the coronavirus pandemic after a judge ruled that not completing her schoolwork violated her probation. Quote,
B-O-P.
It just doesn't make any sense, unquote, said the girl's mother.
It just doesn't make any sense, says the talk show host.
hosts, well, plural, more than one.
Okay. I'm not going to say that it's a good thing, but I will say I can understand more about the story now. When you're on probation, the state owns you top to bottom.
Yeah.
They will tell you, and this is juvie probation, not, you know, normal criminal adult probation.
Yeah, yep.
But I know that in normal criminal adult probation, I know this from knowing people who've been on it before, they have very stringent requirements. You may not be able to leave your house during certain times. You certainly, in most cases, cannot have an alcoholic beverage inside your home. It doesn't matter if it doesn't belong to you. Yep. There have been people who have gotten a violation of probation simply because their father had a beer in the fridge. The probation officer came over, searched the house, found a closed beer in the fridge, and said, violation of probation. Even though dad was like, well, that's my beer.
Under 18, like anything considered juvenile, so generally speaking, under 18,
yeah.
Any of that falls under family court law. And we know, I know specifically from having watched a documentary called Divorce Corp.
Really? Family court handles...
Family court has less...
Juvenile criminal cases?
It can. Right? Because family court can come in whenever there is a juvenile involved.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever, and they have less oversight than regular court.
True.
So, like, they can basically do whatever the heck they want, whenever the heck they want, and there's not a lot you can do about it, even if you have a bunch of money and you hire the best lawyers and all that kind of stuff, because regular law doesn't pertain to family court.
Well, here's what you can do about this. I mean, here's the solution, before we even get into any of the details, is get your kids out of government school.
Agreed.
Because if this young person was being homeschooled or unschooled or even at a private school, the odds that the judge is going to find out about any kind of school-related violation is very, very slim. So anyway, let's go on with the story. What I'm imagining is going to tell us why she was on probation in the first place.
Pontiac, Michigan. One afternoon in mid-June, Charisse drove up to the checkpoint at the Children's Village Juvenile Detention Center in suburban Detroit, desperate to be near her daughter. It had been a month since she had last seen her, when a judge found the girl had violated probation and sent her to the facility during the pandemic. The girl, Grace, hadn't broken the law again. The 15-year-old wasn't in trouble for fighting with her mother or stealing, the issues that had gotten her placed on probation in the first place.
Fighting with her mother and stealing?
Yeah, right. Presumably physically fighting.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is correct. She was incarcerated in May for violating her probation by not completing her online coursework when her school in Beverly Hills switched to remote learning.
In Beverly. Oh, wait, Beverly Hills,
Michigan. California. Right, yeah.
Okay.
You can bet your babushka that if this happened in Beverly Hills, California, that we would not be the only outlet talking about this particular story.
Well, it probably would have happened because kid would have had a lawyer.
Because of the confidentiality of juvenile court cases, it's impossible to determine how unusual Grace's situation is. This goes back to my bit about family court, where, like, they don't have the rules other courts do. They can hide in secrecy, and, you know, you can't get any statistics about what and how many and how often and all that kind of stuff.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue with the story here in moments. If you want to weigh in on just insane levels of punishment happening inside the government, school, and courts systems, you're welcome to comment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What have you experienced, either as a student or a parent, recently? How bad is it getting out there? John, in Dover, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, fellas. I just wanted to briefly explain my situation. I was born with a visual impairment called Stargardt's disease, and it, you know, causes me legal blindness. Now, I can see, but I have a problem seeing, and, of course, reading small print. Mm-hmm. So instead of just, you know, doing what they had to do with the education system the government provides in school, they went ahead and placed me in classes with people that had learning disabilities.
Right.
So every year I get to learn the same mathematical fractions over and over again. I never learned one single thing. I dropped out in 10th grade.
Wow.
It led to a life of crime and drug usage. And now that I finally got my head right, and I started to learn on my own, I know some things, man. But before that, I knew absolutely nothing. The school system is corrupted. It's all these teachers, unions that care about nothing but their wallets. They don't care about the kids. I'm a perfect example of it, man.
Wow.
I fell through the cracks.
Fell through the cracks is what he was saying there at the very end there. We're losing your signal, John. I thank you for your call tonight.
I don't disagree with anything you said.
Yep. You also left the government school system early.
I did.
Right? Good for you. Now, you talked about that, and by the way, in detail last night. Got the captain's origin story on Nobody Tells the Truth, which
fun.
You can go to our Twitch and DLive channels and go play back at your leisure. It was a great show. And I think I've exported it to YouTube for safekeeping,
oh, nice.
So we'll double check that. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now more Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
How'd you like more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash?
I'd love it!
Also, you can go to... they're also accepting other cryptocurrencies now through AnyPay, including Bitcoin SV and one of the stable coins, the US dollars, USDH, as it is called, which is a Bitcoin Cash-based stable coin. Well, you can't call it USD, so you have to throw something else on there. I think it stands for Honest.
Honest.
So... check that out. Go to AnyPayInc.com and learn more about AnyPay and their great little cash register app. It's called AnyPay Cash Register. You can download it at your Google or Apple App Store. And then within moments, you're going to be set up to accept cryptocurrencies at your point of sale thanks to AnyPay. And the most important thing about this is you don't have to pay a fee to accept these cryptocurrencies. In fact, you will get to keep more of the money that you've earned, because the credit card company is going to hit you for upwards of 3% or more in some cases, and crypto doesn't have that stuff. You just get 100% of the sale.
Right.
So check it out, AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. We're talking about a disturbing story, but shouldn't be surprising these days with young people in government schools being put into jail cells over all manner of things, being arrested for things like having, I remember years ago, there was a Boy Scout who had a knife and like a first aid kit in the back of his car. He got arrested for that. So there's just been all kinds of ridiculous zero tolerance stories.
There was one where a kid went to juvie for carving in his desk or drawing on his desk.
Wasn't there one about a kid getting arrested? You know, the cops showed up at the school and they took him away because he farted.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That was the part,
So, a classroom disruption. I mean, we've got to put somebody in a jail cell.
I used to make fart machines, right?
Machines?
Not
like one of those little whoopee cushions, but a machine?
Kind of. One of my uncles taught me how to do this. You basically take a wire coat hanger, and you break the coat hanger top off of it, so it's basically just a piece of wire.
Yep.
And you flex that into a U-shape. Right? Mm. And then you take two rubber bands and a washer, and you just loop the rubber band through the washer and put it on one side, loop another rubber band through the washer, put it on the other side, and then what you do is you twist the washer up so that the rubber band has some tension, and you sit on it, and then you just gently, like, lean over, like, you know, you're gonna cut one, and it lets the rubber band sort of take over, and the washer goes on your seat, and it sounds like a fart. Now, if you're on, like, a wooden seat, it doesn't quite sound like a fart, but if your seat is cushioned at all, it does indeed sound like a fart. I used to make these and give them to my friends, and we would all do them in class simultaneously.
Oh, that's great.
Because, well, that's great. The kind of guy.
See, they'd put you in jail for that today.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about here. We can continue with that in a moment, but first, we'll talk about this young person who went to juvie over not doing their homework. It's a real story. First, Jerome is on the line with us in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jerome.
Jerome!
You know, after that last story, I can only think of one thing. When Ron Burgundy said, stay classy, San Diego.
There you go.
Okay.
This is a classy show. We're professionals.
Number 25. My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Fog cushions. You are one talented individual. I just want to let you know that.
The captain is a talented individual. There's no doubt.
Yes. I've been told I have many talents.
Yeah. Who needs Patrick Mahomes when we have you, huh?
Who? I don't know who that is.
Patrick, he's talking about the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah, he sounded like
what's going to happen with the NFL country this year?
I predict, right, and I predicted this recently to some coworkers of mine in my day job. Not that Free Talk Live isn't, you know, a great job, but, you know, I have two jobs.
Yeah.
At any rate, I predicted there will be no NFL.
Really?
I hope that there is, but, like, I'm predicting this.
I think
they're
going
to have to do something.
I'm predicting this in hopes that, like, reverse psychology works.
Now, I heard that that the baseball season has been shortened. That's supposed to start shortly and is not going to be as long.
The NFL is already talking about, like, an opt-out clause for all players. So if any player is like, yeah, you know, I just don't want to risk it.
Uh-huh.
They can go ahead and opt out.
And they're worried about COVID when they should be worried about getting their head cracked open. I mean, there's so many different things that happen to these guys that damages
them.
That's
the thing is that they're not playing in front of an audience. They're probably not going to get as much money or something's going on. I can tell you.
Not an audience at home.
Not as much money will be made by the NFL this year.
Probably.
So players may not make as much money. And what I would say is that, hey, look, I got a limited career. I'm not looking to get injured this year.
Do you think the player contracts actually allow them to adjust downward the amount that they're making every year?
Depending on the player, no.
I wouldn't think so.
Not during the year, but they can be adjusted on the renewal, and some of them have performance clauses. So if they don't play X amount of games, they get less money, et cetera, and so on. So it depends on the player. But the NFL has already said they're not going to allow attendance, that is fans, at preseason games, right? They usually have some exhibition games, and there's some discussion going on as to whether or not they're even going to have preseason games, or if they're just going to have a couple of them instead of the normal four or five that they have.
I can tell which one of you is a sports fan, but by the way, that's not what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about how,
thanks,
with all this going on, how is and now his niece is coming after him, and a book that sold 950,000 copies to who else? The first time it went on.
Who else do you ever call about?
950,000 copies, okay?
Okay. And this is Trump's niece? She's already sold this name?
Yeah.
Hold on. So the book. Okay. And so what are the allegations in the book?
The allegations are all the stuff that I knew was true. That he's a liar.
Of course he's a liar.
He's crazy.
Of course.
He doesn't like women. He doesn't like... We knew that when it comes to the bus, you know. Whatever was said on the bus. Whatever they say on the bus stays on the bus. No, it doesn't stay on the bus.
Hey, Jerome,
Why is it when Republicans get in office? It always is a disaster, man. And they keep talking about
it's a disaster no matter who's in office, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, Barack Obama dropped bombs on innocent people, too, you know.
Like
Trump bombs people, too. Don't you know that?
Yeah, that's what I said. Jerome, listen to what I said.
Right.
Barack Obama dropped bombs, too. That means that, yes, Trump drops bombs. Bush dropped a bunch of bombs.
Clinton dropped some bombs.
So they're all liars. They're all scum. All of them.
Look, President Obama is not scum, okay?
Well, look.
How many kids does he have to kill to be scum?
Look, I don't know, man.
How many kids? How many dead children have to be lying on the ground in the Middle East?
Cradled by their mothers.
Before you'll admit.
You shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to do that at all.
They shouldn't.
That's cruel. That's cruel. You shouldn't
have to do that at all. They don't have to. He didn't have to authorize those bombing raids. He could have pulled those troops out of there, but he didn't. And he didn't close Guantanamo either.
He said he was going to in his campaign, and he didn't. He also said he was going to put online for everybody to review every new law that came in under his guide and did nothing of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
May I rebut that? Sure. Republicans put us in a war, a 10-year war, and left us there, and President Obama...
And Obama stuck with it.
I don't disagree with you. Yes,
he did. Obama stuck with it, Jerome. Thank you for the call.
Two wings, same bird.
Yeah, see, they're exactly the same. That's what you can't see.
Well, I disagree that Republicans and Democrats are exactly the same.
They are fundamentally the same.
855. Same big stinky buzzard?
Yes. 450 free like freedom. Fundamentally, they do the exact same things. More coming up here.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 confirmed COVID-19 infections in one day. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says mandatory restrictions seem to be working.
We put a mask order in place 3 weeks ago, and so we've seen significant adherence to that out in the community. The county put a mask ordinance in over 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, that, I believe, is starting to show positive results. We're seeing a flattening out in the number of those cases.
The pandemic has become a crisis in Texas. The death rate is hitting new highs. On Friday, 174 people died, a new record for the state. One South Texas health official is now sounding the alarm.
Oh my God, now we're losing 30, 35 people a day.
This is USA Radio News. Confederate flags can no longer be at any military installations. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns explains.
The Defense Department has effectively banned Confederate flags at military installations. The memo doesn't mention the word Confederate. However, it specifies all of the flags that can be displayed, including the U.S. flag, approved civilian flags, and the flags of the service branches. The Marine Corps and Navy recently banned the Confederate flag at their facilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Activist and Georgia Congressman John Lewis has died at age 80. Lewis was part of hundreds of protesters that marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, demanding an end to discrimination of voter registrations. They got to the Edmund Pettus Bridge when they were stopped and beaten by law enforcement. It was known as Bloody Sunday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Lewis an American hero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here on the radio. 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And we're so grateful because Bitcoin's great and Bitcoin Cash is awesome. So head over to Bitcoin.com to learn more about those things. Especially if you're brand new, it's a great place to get started at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you want to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, you can do that at local.bitcoin.com and get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. And that just scratches the surface of all the cool features. I've got a whole gaming site over there, too, over at Bitcoin.com. Ian, the captain, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Whether you want to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind, or we continue the story about a teenager, 15 years old, in Michigan, who she was apparently on some form of juvenile probation.
Correct.
Which is where the trouble begins here. Now, your typical student isn't going to go to prison yet for not doing their homework, but this young lady was sent to juvenile detention, which is jail, for juveniles, and she was sent there because she didn't do her homework.
Right.
Because, well, she was on probation, and basically being on probation means that the judge owns you, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. They've got you, and they can tell you whatever they want you to do.
Yeah, the probation,
and it can be ridiculous.
The probation in this case was for fighting with her mother, as well as some sort of theft, I believe, akin to shoplifting.
Okay, so she's a troubled teen, it sounds like.
Yeah. Which, I mean, how many teens aren't, right? You know, I mean, teenagers just by definition going through puberty are troubled, right? Once you start, you know, having those things go, you know, happen to your body, I mean, that's an interesting time in everybody's life, I think.
For sure.
But she was incarcerated in May for violating her probation by not completing her online coursework when her school switched to remote learning. Because of the confidentiality of juvenile court cases, it's impossible to determine how unusual the situation is. But attorneys and advocates in Michigan and elsewhere say they are unaware of any other case involving the detention of a child for failing to meet academic requirements.
I want to just interrupt here with the idea that it's impossible. They said it's impossible to determine details about the case, basically. Isn't that what they just said there?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not impossible, but it's highly unlikely. So you can't just show up at a juvenile detention hearing and attend that as a member of the public.
And I think FOIA doesn't apply to juveniles as well.
It certainly doesn't. Unless the juvenile person would like people to come to their hearing. So I understand it. Now, this may be different in other states, right? I'm not giving legal advice. This is my understanding here in New Hampshire. If you're 15 years old and you've got a court date and you're like, well, I'd like my video cameraman to come in here and record this hearing,
can you, if you're,
they should have to allow you to do that.
Theoretically, if that is true, could you say something like, I would like this to be open to anybody?
I believe that you can. Yep, I believe that you can. Now, I suspect
it's your day in court, so
right.
Now, I don't know what level of decision the parent has in that factor.
Probably a great deal.
I don't know about that. That is something I've never actually been able to try. There was this kid that got attacked here in Keene, New Hampshire, like a year ago. There was a high school guy. He was vaping, allegedly, in the bathroom. And this goon, the school, what do they call him?
Vaping resource in the boys' room.
Yeah, that's what it is these days. The school so-called resource officer went in there and, like, confronted him, allegedly grabbed the vape from him and flushed it or something like that, put it in a toilet, which
What's
is stupid.
What's the terminology, resource officer? I mean, school cop.
Yeah, well, it sounds less threatening.
Well,
They're doing the exact same thing.
Doesn't make any sense, resource officer. If you're an officer of resources, then you should be just doling out, like, I don't know, budget, you know, things that the school has that children need, you know. You should be doling out resources if you're the officer of resource officer doesn't make any sense when saying that they're basically the school cop, the
hall
monitor.
That's what they are. Well, but look, from their perspective, they are trying to, they're trying to distract from the fact that it's a school cop.
I just hate when the state and government facilities misuse terminology or use terminology that is confusing.
It's confusing. It's purposely confusing in the same way that they say to serve and protect when they actually mean to serve and protect the state. They don't mean you.
Right.
Here, and it's not your resource. You're not using that. The suggestion, I think, is this officer is a resource for the school. You can go to them. You need to talk to somebody. You can go talk to the resource officer. He's a resource.
He's a resource they can use so they don't have to do the job.
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
So it's, I mean,
resource to them.
They're just papering over the truth, which is it's just a cop that does cop things, like arrest people and hurt people and so on.
It's like decriminalization when they talk about marijuana in a state. They're like, oh, yes, the state of, you know, blah, blah has decriminalized marijuana. No, that's not what happened, because decriminalization means it's no longer a crime for you to possess, use, or trade for marijuana.
Yep.
Right? No, that's not what they mean when they say that. What they mean is it's still a crime on the books. It's just the lowest level of prosecution.
So the rest of the story with this guy that got he had a vape in the bathroom, allegedly. Right. He claims he didn't. He claims the officer did not confiscate a vape from him, and that he threw it in the toilet. The urinal doesn't make sense because why would you
wouldn't
do that?
Flush anyway, right?
Right, it wouldn't flush. So, you know, there's some interesting allegations in the story, but the outrageous part was when the teenager walked out of the bathroom, the officer was, like, yelling at him to stop or whatever, and he tackles the dude from the back.
I remember this.
Runs into him from behind and tackles him to the floor over an alleged vape in the bathroom. Oh, but the reality was he was tackling him because he didn't do what he told him, right? Like, hey, stop right there or whatever. He keeps walking. And so, you know, this cop uses the maximum amount of force. So I reached out, and there was video, of course. Thank goodness some other teenager in the hallways or whatever had gotten video. But I was able to find out who he was because a friend of ours, actually Michael, who was a co-host of ours for a little while, while. His son also goes to the same high school. So I asked his son, I was like, hey, do you know this guy? He says, yep. And so I got his Instagram, sent him a message, and said, hey, I'm interested in, you know, coming to this hearing that you're going to have and recording it. And he's only 15 years old, right? So supposedly these hearings are closed. But I would have been able to record that hearing had it actually occurred. Unfortunately, the family decided they were going to leave the area and move to South Carolina after this. Oh. So they initially had said they were going to fight this. Rather, they instead ran away, basically, from it. So it never, I never had the chance to do that. But I did go to the first hearing that they had, which, curiously, was just happening in open court. So I didn't understand that either.
Weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they knew I was coming and they had it in open court because I was going to be there. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing.
So, you know, the harsh words here against the school resource officers and stuff. Because I remember the one in my school.
They had one when you were in school?
Yep.
Really?
Wow, I thought they started that when I was in
class of
high school.
1989, there was a school resource officer.
I didn't have one.
Was that the first year they put him in?
No. Bayshore High School. I mean, it had been years.
Interesting.
He had been there for years. But I will say this. Of the people who have been arrested, and of the people who went to jail, and of the people who went to prison, a remarkable number of them were at one point, usually right before they were arrested, in the proximity of a police officer. Mm-hmm. So, ask yourself, do you want to send your teenager, I mean, these aren't the people that are known for making the greatest decisions in the world, to a place where a police officer is employed to be every day. When it came to the private school that I went to prior to this public school,
mm-hmm.
I did not have an officer on duty.
Did they have any security at all?
No. And any issue was handled by the principal or the vice principal.
Right.
And it was handled within the school.
And if there were a private school that, for whatever reason, had the need to hire security, they would hire private security agents, likely, and they would handle things within the school. And it would be fine. And the judge wouldn't have to know about it.
Well, and as I understand it, officers being stationed in uniform with their service arms, right, their revolver, their pistol, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember whether
they have
cop carried a gun or not.
I think so.
As I understand it, if they're in uniform, as if they're on duty, they have to be paid at, like, the going rate. But they're still technically moonlighting. Like, the state is not paying for them to be there. I mean, they are, and that's
what are you talking about? They're running a
security? School is paying them to be there instead.
Really? They're getting paid by the school?
Right, and I know this because I worked at a gas station that employed off-duty officers in uniform, full guard, arms and everything, and we had to pay them at the same rate they earn as an officer.
All right, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, whether it's school so-called resource officers or whatever's on your mind, it goes here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here on the radio.
We'll do it live.
You can.
F it.
Just don't say the words that he said. You're referring to Bill O'Reilly back when he had some hair.
What the fud's going on around here?
Yeah, so check out our website, by the way, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. Some people support the show directly through the AMP program, like Dodger, who has a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. I want to say thank you to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. Of course, everybody that listens to the show as well, but especially the amplifiers because they contribute $5 a month to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It is the AMP money that goes to sponsor Talkers Magazine that we've been sponsoring since back when they were a print publication. They no longer have print editions of Talkers Magazine, but we're honored that Talkers Magazine named us number 25 on their annual Heavy 100, as they call it.
Free Talk Live, top 25 talk show in the nation.
It's the list of what they call the most important talk show hosts in America.
Right. So they just name Ian and I.
Marky and Earl grown up.
I mean, since, honestly, Free Talk Live is a show that isn't just Ian and I.
No.
Of course, you, Captain, any of the co-hosts that are on here, the amplifiers and the callers and the listeners. They're naming everybody. They do mention Free Talk Live.
It says Free Talk Live on the face.
But it says Ian and Mark, too.
Right. And so thank you to everybody that supports the show. It's the AMP program that has helped us advertise in Talkers. And I mean, sure, there's no doubt that advertising and Talkers helps, you get on the Heavy 100. I'm sure that's a factor.
Sure, it gets us advertised to the stations so that we get on and all that stuff.
And that helps, too. And the stations do see us there. And so it's great. Thank you again. And that puts us on the front page of the Talkers Heavy 100. We're at the very bottom of the page. Since we're number 25, they show 25 per page. And there we go.
Front page, though.
Yeah, so thank you. So
first time on the front page.
Kick-ass approved.
Yep, it's amplifiers like Dodger who do $5 a month to help us advertise, market, and promote. That's
what Dodger
really helps a lot. So thank you. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about the AMP program there and get signed up at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
Every year, Free Talk Live has moved up the charts on the Heavy 100, but not every show does that. For instance, Rush Limbaugh is no longer number one.
Well, I mean, true. You can't stay on top forever.
You can't.
No. So, and he's not going to be around for...
Glenn Beck used to be number 3. He's 10 now.
Is he number 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you can join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE. We do take your phone calls about whatever you want to discuss. We've been talking about this teenager who was sentenced to violation of probation, so-called, for not doing her schoolwork in these new school-at-home kind of things that have been happening across the United States due to COVID.
My son missed full classes because he didn't have the schedule down on where he's supposed to Zoom and what he's supposed to do.
Well, but your son wasn't on probation, so that's the difference.
Well, yeah, but some people lack the tech or the aptitude to participate, like, suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's a bit of a learning curve. If you've never used any kind of online conferencing service before, it's not exactly easy. You know, if you're sort of familiar with apps and stuff like that, maybe it's easier to you than some.
Yeah, aptitude.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I see what you did there.
That's right.
Well then,
what else do we need to know about the story?
The decision, they say, flies in the face of recommendations from the legal and education communities that have urged leniency and prioritization of children's health and safety amid the crisis.
I don't think it mentioned, at least if it did, I don't recall, what was the actual sentence? We know that the girl was sent to juvie for violating the probation, but was it for 10 days, 30 days? Was there some amount of time on this, or was it till she gets the schoolwork done? You know, what was the actual...
They haven't actually said...
Okay, I didn't know if I'd missed it.
I'm trying to remember if they mentioned it. I have read the whole article, but... it flies in the face of all the other stuff. The case may also reflect, some experts and Grace's mother believe, systemic racial bias. Grace is black in a predominantly white community and in a county where a disproportionate percentage of black youth are involved with the juvenile justice system.
Okay.
This isn't uncommon. Across the country, teachers, parents, and students have struggled with the upheaval caused by the months-long school closures. School districts have documented tens of thousands of students who failed to log in or complete their homework.
Excellent.
15,000 high school students in Los Angeles, one-third of the students in Minneapolis public schools, and about a quarter of Chicago public school students failed to either log in or participate in some way, shape, or form.
That's awesome news. I mean, we've been talking about how homeschooling is likely going to become more popular, and there's been some stories about that recently that we've discussed here, but I hadn't heard the actual statistics on how many students were not showing up to these new government classes.
Well, I think that a lot of times, I don't suspect this is good news, Ian, that kids aren't showing up. Why?
Because school sucks. And getting kids out of government school is one of the best things that can happen to give them a better chance in life.
As opposed to school.
Huh?
You're saying government
school. That's what we were just talking about here, public
school. But kids not showing up for classes doesn't mean they're rushing out to put together impromptu classes
I don't care what they're doing. If they're not in the government schools, they're less likely to end up going into a prison cell. If they're not in the government schools, they can pursue their own learning. They can pursue... This girl... She didn't do her homework. So anyway, this is a problem. Government schools are terrible. They actually do damage to kids, and we've talked about a lot of that and how much better it is for people to be schooled at home and how unschooling works very, very well, typically. And what that means is self-directed, student-directed learning has been very, very successful.
Yeah.
So kudos.
I'd agree with that, but I have this to say about unschooling is that if you take a kid who has been, say, for 14 or 15 years in the government school system, don't expect them to give them a week of unschooling and suddenly they're going to figure it all out.
No, no. They're going to go party. They're going to play video games. They're going to do whatever they want to do.
It's going to take a year at least of decompression.
Right.
And I don't think unschooling's for everybody. You do, but you've never had a child.
No, I've never had a child.
And you can't.
No, but from the people I've spoken with who've had unschooled and who've done Sudbury education, which is basically unschooling in a classroom.
Well, I've done unschooling, and I'm telling you it's not right for everybody.
Okay. I'm sure it's not right for everybody. I'm sure there's somebody who needs to have a man or woman standing in front of them telling them things. But for the most part, as you said before, Mark, most people, children, are going to learn stuff.
They're
going to
learn.
Because they are driven to learn. If given the opportunity to naturally decide on their own what to learn and in what order.
Right.
They're going to fail in life.
This is, what you're talking about, Ian, is like charter schools, right?
Where unschooling is the idea of a young person.
No, I'm talking about charter schools where they allow the kids to gravitate towards what interests them.
Well,
right?
So charter schools are different things.
Okay, well, then this is a specific type of charter school that I'm thinking of that I can't remember the name of, but I've read about this specific type of charter
school. There's a school called a Sudbury school, which
is in Sudbury, yes,
in Massachusetts.
You, where they allow the children to gravitate towards what interests them naturally.
That's right.
And then the, we'll call them teachers for lack of a better word, but
the facilitators
that are there, then come to intervene and go, you picked up this guitar. Great, well, let's talk about this guitar. Let's talk about history. Let's talk about how math applies.
Yeah, that's how Montessori does it,
Montessori
too.
And Sudbury.
Really interesting
one, right?
Because I actually met a couple guys in this area who went to the original Sudbury school, I guess, in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And they just, they raved about the experience. Not only is it self-directed learning, but they actually, at the Sudbury school, because it is a physical location, and the kids are together, so the kids can learn from each other. They've got different age ranges there that are mixed together, so it's not all the same age
right.
in a class, so there's benefits from that. And also they
That's
can...
That's true with Montessori, too. They mix three grades.
And they actually, well, in this case, they mix the whole thing, as I understand it. But, and so the other thing that they do is they can actually hire and fire everybody. So the kids in the school, if they're like, well, we don't like this principal anymore, or we don't like this karate instructor, or we want to learn jujitsu or whatever.
Yeah.
So they will like decide what they want to do, and then they can vote.
That history teacher Mark, he's sure lame.
Yeah, they can then vote to hire a person, even down to like the janitor. From what I understand, like, they get to decide everything about how the school is run, which is kind of interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
no, it's definitely the Sudbury schools that I was referring to when I was attempting to talk about this subject.
And that may be, a step between pure unschooling where there's no structure whatsoever and putting somebody into a classroom environment where they do have a positive influence. And that's what they talked about.
Right.
Was they talked about how whenever a kid would come in from the high school who had been in the government school system for quite a long time, that it would always be the same experience, they said. The kid would come in and they're like, wait, you're saying I can just do whatever I want? Well, I'm just going to sit here and play video games. Hell yeah, right? So they sit down, they play video games, and then they realize that around them there's all these kids doing all these other things
that
aren't just video games.
Social pressure is real, and that's one of the values of a Sudbury school, is that it gets a kid who is otherwise going to do whatever they're going to do up doing other things.
Right, that's when they get up and they're like, hey, what are you doing over there?
It spikes their curiosity.
And some kids don't want to learn from mom and dad.
Right.
Some kids want to learn from other kids.
Or from adults, sure. Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's more to this story. We can talk a little bit more about this young lady that's being punished in a juvenile detention cell because she didn't do her homework at these awful government schools. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.